Eternal Father, we thank you once again for your call in our lives to be your sons and your daughters. That is the greatest call that a mortal being can have. Lord, we are not better than those that are not ordained to be your children, that you regarded and reserved for the lake of fire as atoning for us. It's your grace that foreknew us in you before the world began. It's your grace that put our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. It's your grace that made you to go to Calvary on our behalf. It's your grace that paid the entire price, Father. It's your grace that sought for all of us from different places where we are located, where we would never have had a hope that we'll have an access to you. But we thank you for everything. You are so wonderful. You are worthy to be praised. We are grateful to you. We want to appreciate all you have been to us since we started this journey. Lord, we are yet on this gospel highway, Lord, pressing forward to the goal. We know, Lord, that there remain arrests for us in their homeland of the soul. Until that time, we are just asking for strength to continue. We are asking for grace to continue. We are asking for faith to continue. We are asking for more revelation to continue. Lord, we want more of your glory to be shown forth in our lives. We are grateful, we are thankful. You have been so good unto us. We have experienced your mercies, your blessings, your deliverances, your favors, your provisions, your protections, your helps. We have experienced so much from you, and we want to surrender our life unto you for better service. Be our help, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the blessings we receive in the Sunday school. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the testimonies that were given, Lord, this morning. Thank you, O God, for special numbers. We bless your holy name. We ask that you bless, Lord, the song leader, the singers of specials, the users of instruments, the entire congregation that I worship you this morning from the bottom of their hearts. May our worship be acceptable to you. Dear Lord, we pray that you be with us in this service. As we proceed, may your grace be with us. We leave all things in your hand. Of ourselves, we can do nothing. We have no power of our own, but we depend on the Holy Spirit. Be our help. Be our inspiration. Lord, reveal yourself more unto us as we continue in this journey. May we not fall by the wayside. You started with us, may you take us through to the end. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Wherever your children are gathered in like manner, remember your servant in Bakatari, may you stand for him. May you give him your grace, your strength, and your inspiration. Lord, to deliver your oracle to your people, Father. Thank you, God. Lord, may his effort there not be in vain, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Wherever the saints are gathered in like manner across the globe, we pray your presence to be with your people. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
I want God's way to be my way, as I join here below. Oh, for there is no other way that I try. God is with me, is enough. I want God's way to be my way. One more time now, I want God's way to be my way. Oh, there is no other way that I
rise up on our feet as we bow our heads once again for a word of prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you for all things. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. You know yesterday, you know today, and you know tomorrow. Thank you that you have given us a prophet that we can look out as our example, can see different junctions in his ministry and in his life. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the convention that has been holding. This year we make it 40 years it has started. Thank you for all the achievements, the testimonies, the blessings, the deliverances, all that you have done for your children. We are grateful unto you. Lord, this year the case is as it is. Maybe it's a test on our part whether we go are begging or not. We have made up our mind to stay with your word and use our prophet as an example. If it is your will, it will hold. We know, Lord, that one time at the gate of Samaria, you spoke to your prophet that by this time of tomorrow, this is what they will say this, and this is what they will say this. The prophecy was so much against the economy until the economic advisor of the king said, even if you open windows in heaven, it cannot be so. But we know that because you know all things and you know tomorrow, you know everything, you are speaking from certainty. Dear God, we thank you. If it is your will to hold, we know such will also happen. We leave ourselves in your hands that you will take the preeminence. If it will hold, we'll be in expectation of abundance of blessings. If it is not hold, we pray that you give your people understanding. Help us that nobody will charge you foolishly or talk unadvisably, nor sin with their heart. Help us, O God of heaven, to know that all things are foreknown of you, and you have the final say. Thank you, dear Father. Commit ourselves to you as we read your word. May your blessings be upon it. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. We are reading from the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 31. Then we read Romans chapter 12, verse 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. And Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And they that use this word as not abusing it, for the fashion of this word passeth away. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this word, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect way of God. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. Within the time that we have left for the morning service, I want to speak on a hot subject here. Titled Worldliness and Fashion. Worldliness and fashion. I want to attach the word of God to some of the things that I have said so that someone does not think that it's his own idea. I want to read first from the message, the Mark of the Beast, 560715, paragraph 132. The mark of the beast. Paragraph 132. Look, the Bible said, don't act like the heathen, the unbelievers. Don't yoke yourself with them. Come out from among them. Don't be this way. If you love the world or the things of the world, the fashions. The word comes from the Greek word cosmos, which means the fashions of the world. If you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God is not even in you yet. You have never been born. Is that scripture the prophet is referring to? Can you project the scripture? You love the world and the things of the world, the love of God is not in you. And the Bible went further to talk about the things that are in the world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. Can get it quick? Have not seen it. Pride of life. All right. Yes. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Amen. God keeps his word. The one preached 1957, June 13. 1957, OCS 13, paragraph 14 and 15. Or to 16. And that is what is the matter with our churches today. That is what is the matter with our churches this very hour. That we have lived with the world and copied and patterned off of the things of the world until we become just like the world. All of our fashions, our dresses. We find a few years ago that all the modern dressing for the people, that it all come from Paris, which is the seat of Satan. But now we find that we have come so polluted and so far more advanced in sin, until the Paris and French designers are coming to Hollywood to find out to dress the people in Paris. What a disgrace. Devil took it from the picture show and put it right in your home. Uncensored programs on television, all kinds of worldlings and weak pulpits, and pastors compromising with the things of the world, loving their position and a meal ticket more than they would to stand and tell the truth about God's word. And in that, it has brought the church into a chaos, and it has separated us and divided us. And so much word that you hardly know one from the other. Amen. I'm reading first. When I get to the point, I will say, I'll preach more. The Mark of the Beast and the Seal of God, 1961, February 16th, paragraph 169. The Mark of the Beast and the Seal of God. 1961-02-16, paragraph 169. Shining, that same gospel light that shines in the east is shining in the west. It shall be light in the evening time. Rise, trim your lamp. Pentecost, trim off the world. Trim off the fashions of the world. Trim off the things of the world. Get ready, the hour is at hand. Amen. From that time, the one preached 1962, July 13th. From that time, the one preached 1962, July 13th, paragraph 273. Paragraph 273. Friends, we are living in a sinful world. Women, you are daughters of a king. Brothers, you are sons of the king. Let's conduct ourselves as sons and daughters of the king, right in this world. Don't be like them,
fashion after them. We are different. We are from another. We are aliens here. We are pilgrims. Let's conduct ourselves. Act different. Be different. Be like up there in heaven. Amen.
Then the message, all the days of our life. There's only one. All the days of our life. I didn't take the whole paragraph, so I don't even know the paragraph this is. Just search, and a man is a slave. And a man is a slave. In all the days of our life, 1959 June 7. And a man is a slave. All right.
And a man is a slave. America is a bunch of slaves. You may be a slave to pride. You might walk up and down the streets and go through every store and every fashion that you can see on television and go from store to store trying to buy something. You become a slave to it. You become a slave to your dressing. You can become a slave to your money. That's the only thing that you think of is to make money. Grab and put it up here. If you do that, you are a slave. Amen.
Might not be long as we just I just want to put some few things to make to.
Now, in the time of the prophet, as message readers, we know the things the prophet condemned. And I will name some of them. He condemned eye issues. Is that correct? But did he stop it? Has he stopped?
It has not stopped. Everybody have choice.
But the prophet has spoken. And sometimes, like I used to see people advertise the things they are selling on WhatsApp.
I saw the wife of an evangelist. He'll be advertising shoe that is as high as this one.
The wife of an evangelist. I say that one for emphasis. Because you know the evangelist had one that.
So by the time the wife of an evangelist
is not the advertiser of the eye shoe that the message condemned.
What would the husband preach? Would the husband preach against that?
So it doesn't matter. It's an individual affair. It's an individual affair.
Where you have a problem with me is when you are saying that I should use a man as my example. We will have a problem together.
Have one absolute, that is Christ,
and the message of the hour.
Apart from that one, I don't have any human being as my,
even brother. So.
When you mention that one, you won't just have it easy with me at all.
Even brother. Who is brother? So.
The prophet condemned paint, is that right?
Yes.
Did he stop?
People see paint.
Sometimes when you want to know how spiritual the sisters are, just watch what they do in their wedding. Oh, yes. Just watch what they do in their wedding, then you really know what is in their heart.
Some of them play double game. Choose some things for church, some things for other outings.
But that wedding, they find it hard not to display what is in their heart. Because today is the day of their joy. Not knowing that it's the day of their exposure.
It's the day of their exposure.
There is a way all of us, we are different. There's a way we watch.
There's a way we watch. Forget about the euphoria of everybody dancing and shouting.
That is just for the When we want to look at the spiritual thermometer of people, there is a way we watch. You are free to watch me too. We are watching each other. Watch me. Not only watch, you are even free to say it. When you see something that is contrary to the message, you are free to say it. Yeah. I will read for you a quote about jewelries. Jewelries one time was catastrophe in the minister's meeting. Because, of course, Brother Abraham, there's a quote where he, not even once, about two, three places where he condemned it. Jewelries hanging on your neck, yes, and things like that. Then, when somebody asks a question in the COD, That if a Christian sister can wear a simple jewel, mark the word, a simple jewel. Problem said, well, if your husband give you, you may put it on. We look at it one time in the minister's meeting. All of us did not agree together. It's not that we are saying the prophet is wrong, but there are some ways you have to look at the message, at the Bible, to be able to arrive at the right answer. One, you have to watch the environment you live. The impact this thing will have on the people you are living in the environment. I come from the Apostolic Church. They don't believe in wearing chains. Not apostolic faith, the apostolic church. They don't believe in wearing chains. Now if I tell them that I've seen a better light, and I now carry my wife back to them with chains on her neck, they will now say, this is the better light you saw. Okay, we can now see the better light. Brother Paul said, all things are expedient, but not all things are lawful. He said, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. But when your spiritual barometer is not looking well, you are just looking one way, we are past that stage. What was said then as simple jewelry has become sophisticated jewelries now. Not only the neck now, sister now put it on the hand as bangle now. Is it that simple jewelry? The sisters, majorly now, many of them have one chain or one bead for each dress to match the color. We are blind. When they sew a blue dress, there's a blue something to match. When they sew red, there's red to match. Everything is under this simple jewel. When you give people one inch, they will go 10 miles. Knowing the environment where we are raised, it is not spiritually healthy for us to advise our sisters to go and buy chain when they have done without it for all these years. It is not the preaching of Brother, it is answering to a question. Himself in preaching, I will read it here. He said, jewelries come from Africa, which is hidden trade. But when they ask him, can a Christian sister put in a simple jewelry? Then let me tell you that one doesn't mean anything to the Americans. It doesn't mean anything to them. If it means something, if it is the people of the world that were doing it in America, Brother Brown will have told them not to copy after them. We are coming. Some of the things Brother Brown condemned, he condemned them because they were copying it from the worldly people. That's why he condemned them. It's only earrings. And even nowadays, because of the way the ears of the sisters are, you don't even know who put it or doesn't put it. Because many times the ear of the earring used to cover the ear. So you don't even know whether there is something on that or it's not there. That one is between everybody and God. He condemned tight clothes. Did he condemn them? Has he stopped? He condemned transparent ones. Did he condemn it? Has he stopped? He condemned short dresses. Has he stopped? It's not everybody that will wear it, but some are wearing it. He condemned scandalous skirts. And the meaning of scandalous is because Abraham asked that question. And they told him that is the one that they see your underneath where you splitted the thing. Then Abraham asked a question. What does a Christian sister want people to see her underneath for? When you split your dress, which is a style, which is not compulsory, which you can sew the one that is not splitted, simple. Christianity is a different life from worldly styles. It's a different life. It is somebody who is prepared to walk with Christ with devotion, not looking at the world as the example. We are coming gradually. Abraham condemned smoking, which I don't think anybody smokes. Except maybe when some people backslide, maybe they smoke a cup of tea. He condemned drinking. When some people backslide too, they take some shots. Take some shots. So maybe to warm his cold, to warm their chest and things. Everybody knows it's wrong. Or don't we know? Even the person taking it knows it's wrong. He condemned women preacher, isn't he? Didn't he? That's why we quietly advise our sisters to maintain their ground here. Because before you know what is happening, you allow something small. It looks as if it didn't mean anything. The next person will add to it. The next person will add to it. The next person will add to it. Before you know what's happening, we have women preachers. We are following the Spirit as it's going. When Brother Abraham told, when God told Saul to go destroy Amalekite, he said, even with the babies. He said, because the baby will grow to become an adult. So anything that starts in a babyish form, it doesn't really look bad at that time. But there are people that God has placed that they have a longer range than what you are looking at. If they don't kill it then, the time that you now know that this is sinful, it will be a long time. It's too late to stop it. It might cause church breaking. Abraham condemned a whole lot of artificial. Did he? Does he really stop it? All right. Let me read some quotes. I want to read this from The Church and Its Condition. Paragraph 80 to 85. I met a young lady the other night down in Shreveport. Billy and I went out to a place to get a sandwich after the service was over. A beautiful young woman come in there, probably younger or maybe 20 or something like that, nice dressed. She sat down. I noticed she kept looking across that way. I just kept on eating. A few minutes, the lady came in. She said, "How do you do?" Spoke to her. And I know the lady was Sister David down there. And her and another lady from Life Tabernacle, I knew them well. She came over and spoke to me, went on. Then the young lady sitting across, she said, "Brother Abraham, that was a nice message tonight." I said, "How do you do, sister?" I said, "Thank you very much." And I said, "Are you a member of Life Tabernacle?" She said, "I am." She said, "You know, Brother Abraham, I could have sung in the choir. but they make a restriction down there. She said, I had so many years of vocal training and everything. I sang solos and I sang certain things. But I couldn't sing because they have a restriction that no woman wearing paint can sing in the choir. I said, well, praise God for Life Tabernacle. So if you put restriction on certain things, you find out that we have been traces from the message. She said, well, I tell you, Brother Branham. She said, I'm a Christian. I said, then sister, go home and wash your face. Or whatever you do. I said, do you mean to tell me that you let such a little thing as wearing a little of that stuff on your face? Say, and I can prove to you that that comes from the devil. I can prove to you that the originate of it was hidden. And as long as you wear it, it is a mark of a hidden. Now, I just come back from Africa. And I've been in the Orthodox Jumbus and found out just exactly where hearings, where all that stuff comes, and all this, a lot of jewelry wrap around your necks and ears and everything. Where they come from is the hidden. And the Bible don't want a Christian to be a hidden. I don't say that you are a hidden because you do it, but you are making yourself look like one. It's because your pastor didn't tell you the truth. The Bible says so. Amen. All right. One time, there's a group that is called the Beatles in America. They have these Beatles, they claim to be Christians. The things they put in place, they were trying to do miracles and things. And their style of hair was flat top. Then Brother Branham condemned that flat top because people were copying the Beatles. The Beatles are sinners, Brother Branham said. And for a Christian to be copying after a sinner, There is an ungodly spirit there that is making them to be interested. You know, the Bible said that the people that do these things and those that have delight in death. The Bible said not only those that do them, but also they that have delight in death. When you have delight in something that God dislikes, you are as good as doing the thing. The Bible and God package you together with those people. You are in the same group and you are heading towards the same place. If you be as a minister, if I delight in something ungodly, me and the person doing it, we are the same in the sight of God. What the Bible condemned was for man to have a bushy hair. That's what the Bible. But Abraham condemned that flat top that time. That is why even somebody asked a question in 64 from the prophet about flat top hair. Abraham didn't even waste time on that question. He just said, well, you want to have a flat top hair? He said, you wait till you get to my age. When you become bald-headed, you know, dramatically the thing will be flat. No? But when he was preaching, he has already dealt with that. Because he is watching the spirit of it, not the appearance, but the spirit behind it. So anything that the world set pace on, a Christian that is setting their affection on things that are above, we never want to copy after that. Yes. That's why when they used to do this, what you call engagement, the dowry payment, something, all this alaga iduro alaga gbere alaga jokoso they say eje ka se bo se ma se let's do it and they used to do it ko le ni bo se ma ri how do they used to do it and who are the day who are the day I've seen ministers wife condo that like pure believers this one they never see the light ministers wives. These will never see road. Anything Christians will do must be different from the way the world does it. Sorry to bring this person in. My nephew just wedded it. He come recently. When the father-in-law sent the dowry list, so it was sent to me. I look at it. Did you say this man is a messy believer? Give me his number. Then I call him. How are you, sir? God bless you. This is, pastor. Yeah, how are you? God bless you. I said, I saw this list too. And I saw the thing that is there. Do you drink alcohol? You know, it's a tradition. I say, which tradition? And whom are you giving? Who is going to drink? Well, in case you drink, or in case you give to people, we don't buy. I say, you want that repaid? Send another list. That is void of anything I call it. If I see one single alcoholic, that ends the whole matter. He sent another list. There is no human being present here on earth. I cannot tell the truth. I am telling you. Whether it costs me my life, whatever it doesn't matter anything. Like a minister said, he said, what used to keep preacher? Now the amount. It's the amount. So if my mouth has to kill me one of these days, it doesn't matter anything. If I must say something, I will tell you the truth. When we got there, we sat down. Pastor, there's an aspect here that is a local something. I said, are we going to participate? He said, no. He said, it's only them. I said, okay, do your thing. So I saw them sharing pan wine. Some people, one of them drink. On the wedding day, they got the feedback. You see, I don't believe at all in compromising. It is a sign of carnality. The prophet said that compromise does not belong to the act of a Christian. I don't care what happens. I don't care what goes. Stand on your conviction. The prophet said, I want to read something from the message they took in. That was which 1964 0308. The token. Paragraph 103 and 104. 64 0308. The token. The whole family only saved when they were under the token, and the token was displayed. The entire family. Do you believe that? Today we ought to remember that people, our children, and this teenage of nonsense, and rock and roll, and things that we are going through, and all these here beetles and bugs, do you know that is all represented here in the book of the Bible? We are not going to allow any modern day spirit to rule us. It will not work. There is no modern day spirit that will have its preeminence. That brother, okay. Let me not say go ahead. When I get there, I will mention it. Sometimes you don't even know that people are listening to what you are preaching. And you don't even know that some of these people, they even appreciate it, even though they cannot say it, even though they cannot stand for it, but they appreciate it. People are looking for somebody that has gotten the audacity to stand for what is right. But they then said they don't have the nerve. There must be people. And these people must be God's own children. Men and women. They should stand for what is right everywhere.
Yes, sorry.
In question and answer, 1964, August 30th. Question and answer in the morning. There are two on that day, but the one in the morning. Question and answers, 08:64, 08:30 a.m. Paragraph 189.
The professor.
My uncle used to have a little girl up there in New York. She had the prettiest hair. It's kind of dark brown, and she wear her plaits. My mother used to be able to her plaits hit down here in the back of her knees. And this little girl had plaits like that too. Her name was Jacqueline. And she had combed part of it down like this and cut it off like this. It's been about 15, 18, 20 years ago. And I used to wonder, why didn't she just comb the whole thing back? It will look prettier than having it just like off there, like this modern Beatles they have nowadays. You know? Oh, that's right. I don't believe I would do it. Anything look like them Beatles. That looks like out of the world. Just leave that alone. The prophet really showed his full displeasure with passion to anything that is resembling the world. Because the Bible says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man does, he says the love of God is not in him. It means that the person is deceiving himself, saying that they love God, when the thing you are reflecting is reflecting the world. May the Lord be our help. The prophet talked about sideburns, especially with reference to Elvis Presley. In the time of Elvis Presley, there's a way he has his sideburns to this place, even from here down, he's shaped. But he has his sideburns to this place, grown out way, way, way. And that set the pace for some people. You see, the main thing in this matter is setting pace. If you look at most of the fashions, somebody will start it. Now, if the fashion is godly, there will be any problem. But if the fashion is worldly, then now become the fashion that the people of the world now use to brag. Then it means that, and for every action, Brother Bram said there is a spirit behind it. Before you know what is happening, you catch an evil spirit. When we are talking like this, sometimes you don't see much as we see. And I don't want to go and be telling stories of other people here. That's not the preaching. But there are so many people that have made shipwreck. Because of this, you know, of the one in the Bible, everybody knows, the first separation of Lot and Abraham. The Bible said that Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom, not in Sodom. The next time you hear of him, right inside Sodom. Brother Abraham said that the way a tree leans, that's the way it falls. So the prophet condemned people having these sideburns in his own time because they were copying something. There is somebody who is a Christian that started it. It's a fashion. We are coming. We are coming.
Yeah, I will go back to that very shortly.
May I say this one?
The prophet spoke for and against perfume.
Are you with me?
The prophet said that we use aftershave. Most of the soap we use, it has perfume. Is that right? Because the intention is not only to keep the dead off, but to keep your body fresh, which is not sinful. Are you following me? But may the Lord help us. Like, I do use shaving powder. It smells so bad. I must use something to kill it, to kill the effect of it. If not, the odor is conk. I know some people have also use because this blade, if I use it continuously between a few days, the bumps will come out. So once in a while, I must use even powder. It smells bad. So I've got to use something to kill it. But, and also, I also use sometimes antiperspirant for armpit. Because sometimes, you know, this place is where air does not breathe into. Air does not flow into this place. The time you raise up your hand like this, if God is not taking it, it can inspire the atmosphere. Now, but sometimes we can get to the spot that our body will be, because there are some of these perfume that is 12 hours, 24 hours. They even write it on it. Is that correct? You apply it in the morning, you have this smell of that in the evening. That one has passed the level of the message. There are people that have body odor. At least I know a brother before. And because of the job he does, that when you meet him, the smell of that something is permanently on him. If the brother asks me questions, me, I will advise him, use something to take care of this one. Because Brother Abraham talked about things like that in the message. But it has come to, even like when we go to minister's meeting, sometimes the whole place is smelling different type of smell. A man that I met some few months ago here, he said, if he can buy perfume, he doesn't care for food. He even said that he went to one occasion that as he parked his car, he went to stay near the people that were applying perfume. Just perceiving that odor, say it's sufficient for him. So he told somebody that traveled out that just bear me perf when you are coming. That's the only thing I'm asking for. And the person bought him perf. Well, this person that is talking like that, it's not a message believer. But the person that bought him perf is a message believer. You can't get the read, so leave it like that. Let me read for and against here from the quotes. I'm reading Hebrews chapter 7, part 2, paragraph 358 to 360. Hebrews chapter 7, part 2, paragraph 358 to 360. Some little old girl started going with some little old shrimp downtown here, smoked cigarette, and had a flask in his pocket. Well, somebody was trying to explain that to me recently. I think I've forgotten the explanation there. Anyway, you see? Bottle. And he drove a little roadster car downtown, around town. I couldn't see what she seen in that boy. He wouldn't come to church. He would sit out there
Put her in the church out here, and then he will set her there on the outside in his car and wait. Wouldn't come in church. I said to her one day, she lived in New Albany, I said, I want to ask you something, Gali. What in the world do you see in that boy? I said, the first place, he hates the very religion that you have. He despises your Christ. He will never make you a husband. He will make you miserable all your life. And I said, well, there is fine little Christian boys here that you could go with. And there your daddy and mother despises the thoughts of you going out. But you go anyhow. And you think I'm Sweet 16. She started wearing makeup and running out. And firstly, she was in roadhouses. That's prostitution places. She's gone on to eternity now. But then she stood here. And you know what excuse that girl give me back there? Does she love that boy? She said, he's got such cute little feet. And he smells so good. Could you imagine that? Perfuming himself up? That's a sissy, not a man. Look, I said, sister, I'd rather go with a Christian boy that had feet like gravel cars and smell like a old car. If he was absolutely a Christian, that's right. True. Yeah. Then I want to read the opposite of that in the message, Law of Grace, paragraph 112. Now, what does the smell do? A smell, women put perfume on themselves for a pleasure. And men put aftershave stuff on. Sometimes like that, that odors, foul odors be taken away from you. When you walk into the presence of someone with body odors or with something another, perfume is to take that odor away. So that you, in the presence of the person, that you might not be foul, is unbearable. That's what perfume soap has odors in it, and you wash with soap or tarsum powder or whatever. That is what they use it for. Amen.
Reverend, talk about Billy Graham that went somewhere and the comment of the people. They said that you can smell the perfume in his body about 15 feet away. I think they call him a name. Say soap man, whatever like that. Forgotten the name they call it. May the Lord be our help. I'm looking at the time. I want to touch on the area now. You know, in the time of the prophet, there was no answer. Is that correct? Only TV, and we know what he said about TV. But did that even take it away? People still went around and said, Abraham said, the thing could be used for godly something. If you can. Anything you want, you get it from this message. Koro, koro in the house where I live before we move to this place, a girl of 10 years hanged herself. In the tree we have in the compound, hanged herself. Praise God that somebody was nearby to be able to rescue her. She will have died like that. Then I ask her, the thing you practice, where do you see? She said, in the TV. The person that did it, the person died, he said, no. Many young children are killing their siblings with guns because of what they watch on the TV. But by the time the prophet was saying it, some of them were saying nonsense. It's out of fashion. Some of them would have paid for it with some of these things. And besides that, when the spirit of TV enters into somebody, that becomes what you worship the rest of your days. You don't want to miss a program when something enters into you. Those that have the spirit of football in them, if God doesn't deliver you, no matter what, we do everything possible. No, as you see, a lot of brethren are posting on their Chelsea and things like that. You imagine somebody that have the spirit of God watching another man that is in pants, that played here, that put a ring on. What am I watching that person? What am I watching in that person? Whether the person is a preacher that is watching, I don't believe his testimony.
He's a short-sighted man spiritually. He's spiritually blind.
You can quote me anywhere.
President will sit down. They will come at the beginning.
You don't know whether it's a man or woman. Then why are they against lesbian, whatever? They know that.
In principle, they are bound to it now.
Somebody that go to any country, boy, we have hearing, plating,
all this kind of things. I don't see it.
May the Lord be our help.
Recently, I pant on beers. And of course, I got some batches for it. But nevertheless, I've not changed my mind. And I want to read a few quotes here. And I will let it rest. See, the prophet, if you, of course, the message you will read, may have read them also by the grace of God. In the time of the prophet, beard was not an issue. Young men does not have beard at that time. Few people that used to have it, they are grown up between 70 and 80 people. They are the ones that normally have beard. Brabham saved that time was referring to only one brother, John Ryan, that gave him advice as having been. And I have the quote here, Brother Brabham said that he used to get on him about wearing his beard. Brabham used to ask him, why are you wearing his beard? And yet, this was even early part of his ministry. That's why I've challenged people that you can bring quotes. You can bring the picture, all the pictures in the time of the prophet, gather them, and let us look at the brethren at that time. Let's look at them, the way they appear. All of them are clean sheets. I was discussing with Bradley recently. Then I said this thing came here around like 15, 18 years ago. He said no. He said it's not more than 8 years ago the thing came inside. When we came to this message, everybody was clean shape. But this spirit just entered in about 6, 7, 8 years ago now. And somebody will have started it. And then everybody believe you are copying it. Then I want to ask you a question. Is it fashion? If it is not fashion, why are you grooming it? Why grooming it? There's a way it is designed individually. You see this one doing your own like this. It's fashion. It's fashion. And we have just spoken about. Some of the young men have done some improvement of late, but like the Bible says, I have not found that work perfect before God. Now I shook the hand of one last week. I said, "You really try." Say, but if you want to be perfect, you know what is burning in our hearts? We don't want to get to that place and find out that some of you are missing there. You don't know what is doing us. Because Abraham said, if I see a man enter into a boat that is leaking, he said, I will be screaming on top of my voice that this boat will not make it. Get out of the boat so that you don't get sick. Because there is a time you will realize that the boat is sinking, you cannot even reverse again. I can also not get to a destination. So the earlier you return, the better. These fashions, they are leaking boats.
it will not make the voyage.
It's a fashion that came in some few years back, and somebody in the world, not a Christian, set the pace.
And it has spread everywhere that even denominations are concerned about it, but they don't have the nerve to say anything about it. So Bradley was telling me that he told the brethren that this thing has become something now.
He said he was telling them that this thing that has become a worldly something here, you people have to watch now.
Of course,
he was sitting down with me some years back when his son-in-law was sitting with us. He was heavily bearded at that time. Then I asked him, when Bradley was, I said, what are you doing with this, your beard?
What did they do with this one?
Well, he still carried it in last year, August, when he wanted to listen, and our head sung leader here. I said, you will not be able to live with this teeth. And he went and scraped it. Total deliverance.
And from that time, that's the way you maintain now.
It's a worldly fashion.
Now, let me read a couple of, because the time is running.
Results of decision.
Most Abraham, paragraph 78, results of decision. Most Abrahams, when they get a little old, why? They all take a pulse, they shake. When they get around 70 or 80 years old, I hope I live if Jesus comes. I probably be standing someday as an old man, probably a white beard around my face, if Jesus tarries. I got to come right down to that river too. Let me not just bother to read for that. That's what I just want.
Abraham used to talk of when he grow old. Maybe he will just grow his beard and the rest of it like that.
If you see any time, anywhere, Abraham said that he has beard or whatever, is either in the wilderness or he just come out of the wilderness, he has not shaved.
But he never one time carry beard to the public.
Not once.
Let me read from Blind Bartimaeus, 1957, January 27, evening. 5-7. 01-27-E, paragraph 7.
And you know there was an old man used to follow the meeting. Many of you might have seen him. A few of you maybe. He had a long beard. His name is John Ryan. How many of you know John Ryan?
Well,
parties live behind us. And the old man, I used to get on him about wearing his beard. He was a movie star. If you all didn't know that, he was once a movie star. In another sermon, the prophet said, he told him that is the reason he keep it there, because he's an artist. That he needed that for his work. And this we are still saying, is he in the 30s, 40s.
He gave this bicycle to Abraham in the time of depression. Which is in the 37, that season. That's when he gave the bicycle.
That's when they have been together.
Until he passed away.
And Abraham, one place says, you don't have two of him.
He's just the only John Ryan. He's special.
And there was a time Abraham was just gone from the bush. I was mowing his yard or cleaning his windows and things. And he said he has whiskers. And he said he was dirty.
You normally use this word dirty when he's talking about when somebody is, when his beard, whiskers, and things like that. He said he's dirty.
So this appearance, and there is another man also that Abraham met.
Let me read it because you may also read it.
Christ is identified the same in all generations.
paragraph 74 to 76. I was remarrying an old couple one time. They are taking their vows over. They was 83 and 84 years old apiece. That's maybe the husband is 84, the wife is 83. I give them the full vow, and I felt crazy, just a young fellow as I was then, which means that this may be around in the 30s stroke early 40s, because he said he was young while he was marrying those couples. Trying to, old man had been married about 60 years, him and his wife, and they was taking the vow. And they were just as much as much in love as they ever was. And he had a long beard. And I said to her, what do you think about it? Well, I asked him first. I said, what do you think about why you wear a long beard? He said, I think an old man my age should have a long beard. That's what the person thinks. I said to her, what do you think about it? She said, well, she said, anything John does is just fine. One thing I want to press home here is that everybody Abraham referred to bearded in his sense, they are old people, not young people. And these old people said they did not proceed into the depth of the prophet's message. If it was a fashion in the time of the prophet, he would have mentioned it. But it wasn't an issue at all. Americans said, most of them I see, they don't have beards. Majority of them, clean shaven. But as the spirit is going around the world, anything can happen. And there are some quotes I put here when Brother Bram was hunting school about 2 weeks, and they will have beer, and they will be dirty. He always talk about it like that. Because I just want to round up very soon. All right. But I want to read here, before I close, this quote from Choosing of a Bride. I'll be reading from paragraph 198. It's a bit lengthy reading, but it will take about 10 to 15 minutes before I get through. 198, thank you. A few weeks ago, I was in a vision, and I was standing up on a high place, and I was to see the preview of the church, and I noticed coming, I was standing more like this way, facing the west, and coming this way was a lovely bunch of women, real nice dress, long hair, fist knots in the back, sleeves and skirts down neatly. Look, for me, this is already a divine design for sisters. A divine design for sisters. So you don't need any other thing again. Even if you don't hear any other sermon, the vision the prophet saw of the people that God approved, this is their appearance. So if you think you are part of them, or you are working towards being a part, suit yourself. And they were all in a marching tune, like onward Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. And as they passed by, I stood, and there was something there. Some spirit was God, and said, there is the bride. And I looked, and my heart was happy. And she went across this way, and passed around behind me. After a while, when she came back this way, it said, now the modern church, we come into preview. And here come the Asian church up. I never seen such a filthy bunch. Here come the other churches up of the different nations. They look horrible. And I say this because I'm duty bound to tell the truth before God. And when he say, here come the church of America now to be previewed. If I ever seen a bunch of devils, it was that. Then women were stripped naked
with an old gray looking thing like a collar of an elephant's hide. And they was holding it in front of them with no upper part on it at all. And they were doing this kind of stuff, these dances that these kids do out here, that twist and stuff, and that kind of music going on. And when I see Miss USA come up, I almost fainted. You could not see the sermon? It's rebooting.
All right. Anyway, I'm reading as accurately as possible. Just listen.
Now this is God saith the Lord. If you believe me to be his servant, you believe me now. I wouldn't say that for nothing in the world. There is not enough money in all the world to get me to say that if it wasn't true. When she come on, that was the fiendiest looking thing I ever seen. I thought, God, as hard as preachers, and we brethren have labored to get you a bride, and that is the best we can do? She was twisting, holding this in front of her, like one of these hula skirts of 18, holding it in front of her parts, her lower part like this, dancing and twisting like these kids do out here on these vulgar shows that they have. Twisting. That was Miss Christianity of America. So help me. By the help of God, that is what it looks like in his face. That's how God saw Christianity in America. Feeding. If we look at Christianity in Nigeria, it's the same. I thought all the trying and the preaching and the persuading. Every one of them with bobbed hair. And they were twisting and carrying on, holding this in front. They come around where I was standing there with this supernatural being. I couldn't see him. I heard him talking to me, was right around me, but when they turn this way, they hold this, and just twisting and laughing and going on, carrying on like that, holding this in front of them. Now, me standing in his presence there, and his servant, and of all I tried, that's the best I could do. I thought, God, what good did it do me? What good did it do? All the crying and begging and persuading and the great signs and wonders and miracles that you showed, and how I stood there and go home and cry after preaching to them and things, and what good did it do to me? And then I had to present something like that for you for a bride, and I stood there looking. She passed on by, and you can imagine the back part of her with nothing on, holding this in front of her as she went. Shimming back like that to this twist, throwing her limbs out like that. And it was vulgar. How she was carrying on, her body shaking around like that. You say, what does it mean, Brother Abraham? I don't know. I'm just telling you what I see. When she passed by like that, I look at her. I just got real faith. I just turned around. I thought, God, I'm condemned. There's no need of me trying anyhow. Just might as well quit. Mrs. Carr Williams, if you are sitting here, that dream that you told me about a while ago, that you had the other night, that the body you, there it is. The steering wheel is taken from my hand. The prophet has been preaching to the people, telling them what is right, telling them how to depart from the world, telling them how to live like Christians. The more he does it, the worse it becomes. Then a sister, this Mrs. Carwilliam, had a dream and said she's bothering her, that the Brabham was driving a vehicle and then somebody collected the steering wheel. Abraham said, this is the interpretation of that dream. That the people have reached a stage, they are not interested in the thing. This does not mean that the bride will be reduced by one. But the majority of the people that are listening to the word, they are not interested. Many come for association, just to associate. But the people that is following him by revelation, and they are determined to please God, even according to the message and the Bible, anything that there is a question mark of, every Christian is to leave it. Oh, is that the Bible? Is that the message? Once there is a question mark on anything, you just have to leave it and stay away from it. Then I just thought, I might as well forget it. I was gone. Then all at once, I had it coming again. And coming on this side, come the same bride that went around this way. Here come the little ladies again, and each one of them was dressed in their national garb from where they come from, like Switzerland, Germany, and so forth, each one wearing that kind of garb, all long hair, just exactly like the one at the first, Alpha and the Omega. And here they was coming, walking onward Christian soldiers, marching as to war. And when they all passed by the preview, stand where we were standing, by the preview stand where we were standing, just all at once, every eye went that way. And then they turned back, and on they went marching. And just as they started to going right on up into the sky, this other went up to a brink of a hill and went down like that. All the churches of the world, the bottomless pit is their final destination. But the bride up is their destination. And the prophet said that we are influenced from two places. From the bottom and from up. The people that are influenced from up, you see that's where their theophany is. The theophany is a word form body. It shows that you have a representation that this word formed. You have a body that this word formed. And when you have a body that this word formed, you don't argue with this word. There is something you that agree with every part of the word. But when you don't have that one, then you'll be taking your influence from below. And that below represents the chaos that you see everywhere. The fashions of the world and all kinds of things like that. You are always, you want to copy this one, 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 but you are not copying Christ. This started marching right up into the sky. That's the bride. And when they went to march, I noticed a couple of little girls in the back looked like they might be of some foreign girl like Sweden or Switzerland or somewhere. They started to look around. I said, don't do that. Don't get out of that step. And as I screamed like that, I come to in the vision. Standing there with my hand out like that, I thought. He was screaming inside the vision until he come back to this life. Really, and saw himself screaming with his hand out. That is the reason I said what I've said tonight. I want to ask you a question. Is it later than we think? Could she already be called and chosen? See the way? There won't be one extra one, you know. Could it be possible? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We are looking at how the politics pendulum is swinging. We are watching and we are in expectation. Let me be honest with you. Whatever we want to do, this world is rounding up. We all see everything getting worse by the day. And not only in this country, that's how it's happening in other countries. It is because our country has been very bad before. That's why it looks horrible now. Like the brother was talking with yesterday, he said, well, he said, there are challenges in other places, only it differs, it's of different type. In this place, you may be battling with how to ride a vehicle, how to live in a house, how to put on clothes, how to pay school fees. In some of this country, they may have facility for loan. There is no facility for loan here. There is no facility. If you want to even use your house to stand, they will just value like Pastor had said, the house is worth about 5 million. that I cannot take anything more than 5 million with that house. You see that kind of a thing? That's the way the bank do their things. Of course, you are an average person, you say your vehicle now, you'll be threatening the rest of your days because you cannot think of another vehicle now. You can't think of it. It's getting worse like that. And it will get worse to a condition where everything will look as if it wants to stop. As it's happening, that is how other things are happening, that is leaning towards the climax of the last prophecy that will happen and the rapture will take place. Whether you are up and doing, nobody will wait for you. Whether you are not serious, nobody will wait for you. The only thing is that nobody knows where you come from and your destination. We are individuals here. Like we were talking about when we were discussing yesterday, I said, spirits don't die. Moses went to Egypt to go and carry the children of Israel. When he brought them out of slavery and they came out, when the Red Sea was open and they passed through, there was jubilation. Is it not? But even before they crossed, the first of all, almost stoned Moses. Anytime there is a stress, they will say, are there no graves in Egypt? Where we can be buried? That you have brought us to this wilderness to destroy us? When we should have a better burial in that place? Human beings. Why? Because you have missed multitudes. So we are talking and say that. If we gather people and we don't have food to give them, they are the one that will say, if you know you are not up to holding convention, why are you holding it? These same people, they are the one that will talk it. Even in the past years, we know what we used to hear. In little stress. Maybe they don't have mattress on time. Maybe the food no touch them. This and that. The way some will utter mouth like this one, you don't know that this one is in the message. It's the same spirit that followed Moses that time. Any congregation that you gather people, you find those spirits there. But Christ died tabernacle. When Paul preached in Hebrews chapter 6, when he preached what we could call unpardonable sin, is it possible for people that are one enlightened, make partakers of the Holy Ghost, tasted of the heavenly gift, if they go back to within themselves, okay, since that they are crucified to themselves, the Son of God afresh, and put into an open shape? After it, he made a comment. He said, but we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation, though we don't speak. Though we talk like this, we are persuaded better things of you, things that accompany salvation. These things that we do, sometimes cutting, sometimes rebuking, it is so that all of us can be ready. That is the motive behind it. We don't want it to be that after we have... is anybody enjoying here? Brother Paul said, if only in this life we have hope, we have all men most miserable. If you were to be in the world there, I tell you, by now, I'm not boasting, I will be having at least a duplex. And two good three sand vehicles. And since you have been in this same message also, if you have lower than the preaching, the same thing will have happened. We can come and preach only blessing, prosperity, and it's still in the Bible. And we can still get close in the message. Share the hope, everybody is happy. At the end of the service, alert, 1 million, alert, 1.5, alert. Who don't like beauty? There's nobody that doesn't like beauty. But salvation first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. The Lord bless you richly. This app, this word, went away and the fashion thereof. If any man love the word, nor the things of the word, the love of the Father is not in him. Shall we rise?
Oh, you should have brought it earlier. Just give me a second, please.
Please have your seat. I'm sorry.
There's two questions here that. He says, sir, as regarding man's ear court, what will be the right justification of this extract from question and answer 6408-23, paragraph 169? Please search fast if you can get it. That's the evening. Paragraph 169. Okay. Yeah.
Let me read from here. I don't think God cares how a man cuts his hair as long as he cuts it because his head is God. But a woman's head is a man. Therefore, she must, and if she cuts her hair, she dishonors her head. Then an honorable woman should be divorced and got away with that strategy. I think what the person is referring to is the first part. I guess so. But there must be a question that leads to that. Okay, all right. Okay. Just. But now, as long as you go to here and you are a little boy, and I know I've said a lot about it, and you rickies with that flat top hair and all like that and things like that. But I just say that, yes. Like, this is question and answer. When Brabram is answering question and answer like this, he suffered a little. Not that. But in his preaching, the reason he's condemning the flat up here, like I've told you, is because the people are copying the Beatles, which is people of the world. The reason he was talking about some people copying this fellow, though he told us in several quotes that this side is worldly. So, I think the person is trying to, because of a flat top hair, isn't it? Let me see question two. How do you justify the bias on the picture of Jesus Christ proudly hanging our own Sunday? Is there explicitly where the prophet expressively said the man should keep beards? Well, I don't expect this question with all that I've said. Because I wouldn't know how to explain again. Explicitly, whatever you want to, or the grammar. I understood the grammar. But I may not be able to help you for that. Suit yourself. And the time is gone. Shall we rise?
The message of his coming. We are looking for his coming, the clouds of heaven.
Say whatever you do, don't go towards the downward path. And the Bible says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. Shall we bow our heads? If there be anyone that would like to be remembered in prayer, you just lift up your hand to God as we commit ourselves unto His word of grace. Righteous eternal Father, my hand is up also with your children. We are mortals, you are the immortal one. Lord, there is an adage that we can lead a horse to the river. We cannot force the horse to drink. From my little understanding and the inspiration you gave, I brought this out. Whatever each one decides is between them and you. As I commit myself into your hand, I commit everybody, every sister. We don't know how long we have to be here, We don't know how much we have to preach this, but I pray that you will be gracious to your people. It's our desire and our prayers that when this journey will come to its end, that none of us will reap a check of damnation. Have your way in our life. Lord Jesus, we know that there's a way your spirit leans. There's a way your spirit guides. There's a way your spirit lives and behaves and acts. Lord, that is what we want to be in our life. Dear Master, just help your people. As many as are trusting for the Holy Ghost baptism and they are thirsting and yearning for it, may you remember them. We thank you for what you have done thus far. And we know you are still at work. Work on your people, Heavenly Father. Perfect all that concerneth everyone. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Lord, we pray for provision for your people. As times are tough everywhere, dear Lord, we are your children. We depend on you for provision. Your word said, after food and raiment, and we are at the junction where it's difficult to eat. If it is sin, forgive our sins. Whatsoever, O God, want to stand in our way of your blessing, may your blood atone for us. Do something for your people, Father. Once again, the conversion is in your hand, may you have your way, Lord. May your way be done, Father. Thank you, King of glory. The short time we have to rest our bodies and prepare us for the next service ahead of us. Take all glory and honor to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. The Lord bless you. May his coming rejoice our hearts. One 94.